Greetings.
Greetings to you.
The Brotherhood has placed me at your disposition to direct or guide you in the area that you deem most important or valuable. Speak to me.
Concerning the political situation?
The other messenger has spoken. If there is more, then speak. Tell me in which direction or in which material I may be of the greatest service.
I understand the message, and I really don't have anything more to ask, unless you have something, Dave.
We are not speaking of the message just given.
Oh.
That is a different messenger.
Then I'm not clear.
I am the second messenger. The material that I can deliver depends upon your desire. What is it that you would have me speak upon? Much time has passed since we have had these channels available, and therefore much material has accumulated. We wish to serve by giving you the material that is most important to your needs.
Then it's most I think it would be appropriate that you give us what we need, in spite of what we might be asking. Personally, right now, I don't know what to ask. So I
have a question.
All right.
There's a consciousness, in my opinion, that's focusing on end times. The Christians are talking about it. There's books that go out suggesting that that we're approaching some conclusion to the system relative to the Mayan calendar, relative to Nostradamus projections, relative to other things such as David saying 15 years ago that the four horsemen of apocalypse are among us. What relevance is this now? Does this basically have any credence?
David never said that Armageddon was at hand. He said that the four horsemen were present. He first said they were on the horizon, and then he said they are amongst you. Have they not been? Do you not know the names of the four horsemen?
Absolutely.
What are they?
Plague, pestilence,
war,
rumors of war, no.
Famine.
What is it?
Famine.
Do these not exist?
Absolutely.
Then the prophecy was fulfilled. There is no Armageddon. There is no termination. That has often been the cry of those who would control others. Changes there always are and always will be. But end of times is not the case. It is not a truth that one group knows more than the other of what will be or what will not be. The segment, as the entity reported today, of Christianity is a minority in the world, only because your country is from that direction, do you consider it important? There have always been what is called the false prophets. They seek to control by spreading fear. We seek to awaken, to prevent, not to control. There is no value in controlling. But you, the people, must find the solutions. You must eliminate the negativity. It would be futile for us to say that you should eliminate famine and war and pestilence. That is not something that one man or two men can do. But what you can do is to continue to remind others of the presence of these events, and tell them not to hide their head in the sand like an ostrich, but rather to face the reality of the situation, know the enemy for what it is and who it is. The evil of man lives amongst man. It is an ever-present thing. A message must be brought to the people, and one must look for new ways in which to bring the message. If one group does not wish to hear the word metaphysical, then look for a new word that is acceptable. And if another does not wish to hear the word spiritual, then find a word that gives the message without saying it is a spiritual thing. You have at your hands today weapons of power. Weapons of tremendous power that can bring about change and can destroy. Do you know what that weapon is?
Consciousness. Our individual consciousness.
That is part, and a strong part. And how do you apply that individual consciousness? Where do you give it direction?
By projecting the light.
But to where? By which channel?
Which channel? Spiritually. Meditatively.
The spiritual channel is here. We are a spiritual channel. You are a spiritual channel. But how do you use that spiritual channel to bring it to others?
Through communication. Focus.
That is correct. And what is the vehicle of communication?
The computer. The internet.
That is the name. You have at your hands a weapon more powerful than you have ever had in your time or in the history of time. There are many, many sites. I believe the term you use is blog.
Okay.
There are message sites. where one can leave messages, leave a thought, cast an opinion. All of these, plus the channel of the messenger, can be used to move an idea forward. Move the message in the Socratic method. Do you know who Socrates was?
A philosopher.
Repeat.
Philosopher?
Yes. Socrates was a Greek philosopher, and he was known for a unique way of teaching. What was his method?
I believe it was asking questions.
That is correct. You have a perfect score. Now you know the means by which to spread the message. Now you know how to open consciousness at this moment in time. What we did yesterday is yesterday. That is past. Today is a new time. Therefore, to awaken consciousness, one must encounter and create key words and key expressions.
Can you give us examples of the questions?
Can war ever be in spiritual balance?
No.
Can my consciousness rest? Or can your consciousness rest with the thousands who have died at our hands in Iraq?
No.
Shall we continue the war in Iraq? Shall we continue to allow our brothers and sisters to die in a needless, futile battle? Do you truly believe that we can conquer a people who believe in what they are fighting for?
I guess not.
Have you ever known a fanatical group who was convinced of another idea? Or convinced by another idea?
No.
These are questions of power. All that is needed is to ask the question, allow others to answer upon it, and the seed is planted. Each time a response occurs, one can look to plant the next seed. By utilizing networks such as these, one can present questions and thoughts, but always in the Socratic method. What would you do if you were president? Would you continue the war? Were we justified in going to war? What should we do with crooked politicians? Or corrupt politicians? Are you satisfied with your political representatives? If you are not satisfied, what are you going to do about it? Is your country important to you? Are your children important to you? Are you ready to send your children to death? Is that not what you are doing? Are you happy to have corrupt politicians in your local government? Can I truly be a spiritual person if I ignore the realities around me? Should I escape to another place, or should I stay and fight? Do you begin to understand?
Yes.
Every ill that you see occur is your message of the day. The very notices that appear in front of you can be turned back into messages. What are you going to do about Representative Foley? What should we do? These and many other things. Are you a spiritual person? Did you live your life today as a spiritual person? Are you certain? What can you do to make your family safer? To make your neighborhood safer? Do not give answers. Simply ask questions. But taking the material from each event about you and your own knowledge of the spiritual world. What do we wish to do? We wish to awaken consciousness. Is your consciousness awake, or is it trapped within a cult-like idea? It is permissible to name the enemy, putting people to think is the first step to waking them up. And the one that you awaken may have the answer. Do you have any question?
Do you, Dave?
On this particular information, no. I have another question.
Do you understand clearly?
I believe I do.
Yes.
Then you must begin to find the pages of commentaries, blog, and other such sites where one can enter into dialogue and leave messages. What is the return address for these mess questions?
You mean,
one should not leave a blind message.
Oh, no, anonymous. You leave your name.
That does not bring a person to a point of truth.
I guess I didn't understand.
You understood quite well. You leave them the address of the light messenger.
Oh, okay.
Let the question appear from the light messenger without putting your individual self into the pathway.
Okay.
Don't forget the questions such as, is the border situation or immigration problem my problem? Do we really want to stop all migrant workers. Do we have a right to harm others who are seeking to better themselves? And for the Christian community, why not some questions such as, what would Jesus say about the migrant worker situation? Would he build a wall? We are talking about war on a spiritual level, a war of consciousness. By your questions, you must awaken others, who in turn will awaken still others, and it becomes like the stone rolling down the mountain. Be careful not to use falsehood or the lie. Use the truth or ask a question that can have a positive result or response. That is it for this moment.
Thank you.